May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 201. Grace, 'tis a charming sound, harmonious to the ear. Heaven with the echo shall resound, and all the earth shall hear. Hymn 201.
Thank you.
Our reading from God's holy word is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go, tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me, in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. May the Lord bless his word and help his servant to pray.
O kind and most merciful God, O Lord, in all our weakness, in all our fears, we come before thee. For surely we have nowhere else to go, and no one else can help us, no one else can deliver us, only thou. But Lord, seeing we feel ourselves to be such sinners and so undone, so frail in the things of God, oh, do come, we pray thee, hold us up and strengthen us once again. Lord, we desire to worship thee too. We would come, Lord, before thee and worship thee. For, Lord, there's nothing like, oh, the power of the Holy Spirit for us to come and worship thee, even as the dear woman who came from Tyre and Sidon, saying, Lord, help me. We ask thee, Lord, to remember thy people as they have entered into thy house of prayer this night. Thou knowest the circumstances of every one of them. Thou knowest, Lord, their heart condition, whether it be soft or whether it be hard, whether they be in a tender spirit or a rebellious spirit. Lord, these things are known and felt of thy people from time to time. But we do ask of thee that thou work mightily in our heart, that, Lord, we might know this one thing to be so. Thou knowest, Lord, that we love thee. Lord, thy servant Peter, after he fell and erred greatly, he could say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Brought through all the mysterious circumstances of life, brought through many a fire, threatened with more fire still, we wonder where the scene will end. For the fire surely does consume us, and would almost consume us away. Sometimes we feel to ask the question, and will there be anything left when it comes to our end? Lord, we thank thee for what thou hast given us and what thou hast done, that we can still look back and say, Lord, thou hast been our help. And we are sure, Lord, thou hast been the helper of thy people here. Give them strength, Lord, much strength in their weakness to proclaim the mercies of their God, and all the loving kindness of their God. We ask thee, Lord, there may be a note of harmony amongst us, that we may often be able to say, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Lead us, Lord, we pray, into that deep mystery, and to know the power and the love thereof, the triune God. These things may be hard and complicated for us, but, Lord, thou by thy Spirit can make them plain. How true what Cowper said, God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. How we need thee, Lord, to come and be an interpreter to us. For there are so many things in life's journey that we have not understood. So many things we do not understand now. But thou hast said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, or your ways my ways, says the Lord. And surely, Lord, thou dost unfold all thy purposes. Thou dost send down the rain from heaven and the snow from heaven, and it is all for a purpose. Though it does not return to the heavens in the same way that it came to this earth, but surely it does accomplish the thing for which thou hast sent it. Lord, may we see thy wisdom, thy mercy, thy love, and thy care, O Lord, of us. Remember, Lord, those who may be feeling they are coming to the end of life's journey. Fear, Lord, they have come there and close to it many times, but thou hast spared them through thy tender mercy. And may it be a sparing time to them tonight, that they might know that thou art ever near, thou would never change, thou dost never alter. But Lord, as we come before thy people, we have no gifts of our own, no strength of our own. Yea, to preach to them the word of God, unless thou dost come down, O Holy Spirit, and reveal the things of God even unto us. So, Lord, we do ask of thee to hear us and spare us, Lord, with all thy saving mercies. Remember, Lord, those who have walked a hard pathway, feel weary, worn and sad. We pray, Lord, thou come to them, that they may feel that underneath them are the everlasting arms, that thou would never leave them nor forsake them. Thou knowest, Lord, the path of the sorrowing ones, the dismay they must feel from time to time. Lord, be with them. Lord, be with them, that they might know it's not in anger, but it is surely in thy covenant love, that all things will work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. These are hard things, Lord, for us to speak sometimes, but this, Lord, we can humbly say, we have proved that they are true. Therefore, leave us not to ourselves, but carry on thy own good work, that, Lord, in due time, we might overcome all evil through the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ, and bring us safely home to glory. Thankful, Lord, we are. Thou hast brought us to this place again, and to see thou still maintaining a people to worship thee. It may be said that many seats are filled, but Lord, there is room for more. And we ask that there may be more, many brought in by thy irresistible grace to come and fill this place. It is not of him that willeth, or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Mercy, O Lord, what welcome news that is to sinners who feel doomed to die. Lord, what else can we plead? Where other direction can we look than to thy mercy? That, Lord, thou art faithful God, thou wilt never leave thy people, whom thou hast chosen from all eternity, but will save them at last and bring them to thyself. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, for the children and the young people of this place. We are thankful, Lord, they are found here, and make them thankful too, by working in their young hearts and keeping them by thy almighty power, that thou might raise up a generation, a strong generation, to call thee blessed. They can only be strong in the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Oh, so we humbly beseech of thee that thou wilt be with them. Lord, thou knowest how we love to see them here. We love, Lord, their little faces. Thou knowest we have a heart for them. But Lord, thou hast a bigger heart still, and hast said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for as such is the kingdom of heaven. Lord, we would not multiply words before thee, but with this one plea we have, that thou wilt blot out all our sins as with a thick cloud. Lord, we pray that wash our sins away. You may hear thee say, I've loved thee well, my child. We ask thee, Lord, that we might know the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the power of thy word. Whatever our prospects are here below, whatever trials and afflictions we may be called to pass through, save us, Lord, from a rebellious spirit, but ever make us submissive to thy mind and will. Help one now, Lord, to speak in thy great and holy name, that, Lord, though our words may be very, very few, we pray they may be effective, even if it only be one word, yea, Lord, that shall keep, abide and deliver poor sinners from all their doubts and from all their fears. Lord, we have found ourselves numbered amongst that people, but help us now to fight the good fight of faith and to lay hold upon eternal love, and to be encouraged by thy word. O Lord, hear us now from heaven thy dwelling place. Lord, when thou dost hear, Almighty God, forgive. We ask it in thy dear name and name alone. Amen.
Hymn number 10. 'Twas with an everlasting love that God his own elect embraced before he made the worlds above or earth on her huge columns placed. Hymn number 10.
Thank you.
dependent upon the Holy Spirit to help me. I seek to direct your attention this evening to the 28th chapter of Matthew, reading verse 18. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Here we read that Jesus came and spake to these people, even to his disciples. They had passed through a very sad and trying time. They had seen their Lord and Master crucified, died, and buried. And much sadness had filled their hearts. Though he had told them clearly what would become of him, the reality to them at that time was his death. And I say there may be a very bright reality to you, or something that's so real, so sad and sorrowful, that he comes to them, even as he had promised to come. Excuse me. He came to them as he promised he would, and said, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The Lord's words were needed. They were necessary. The Lord never wastes a word when he speaks to you, poor sinner. No, there's one thing is sure with regard to God. When he speaks to his people, he doesn't waste words and say anything that is not needful for you. What is it that he has spoken unto you? And does he not confirm it by saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Now what can we say with regard to this word power? As we look down the corridors of history, why we see that men have risen to power, wielded great power, subdued other powers, and delighted in it, but they are brought to nothing now. We see the power of sin so devastating in the earth today and in past history. All power is given unto me in earth and in heaven. We need to remember the exact word in here, that his power is not limited just in heaven or limited in earth, but it is just as strong on earth as it is in heaven. That power that is given him to draw up a covenant of grace to his sacred people, power indeed to save them from the fall. I say, how dark, how deep that fall has been. And who can deliver us, yea, from the power of sin? When we know the uprising of it in our heart, the influence of it in our lives, the temptation indeed of cooperating with sinners and coming to break that precept, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. We might well say, I had no power to resist it. I had no power. I just came under the spell of it. Friend, oh, his comfort here. The Lord just goes before us and knows what we shall come into. And though we have no power, he has all power. And so he says, all power is given unto him as the Son of God, the co-equal God, that power who had the power in the creation of this world, that power through his word, how great it is. It never falters. It never fails. There's one thing that we can look down through history and say, man's power, his word, it just faded away, and it's been left to written in the books of history. But I say, God's power is not like that. It's forever everlasting to everlasting. Oh, what power that is. What a comfort that is to us who have no power. When he speaks, that I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Why, here is power. What other man or creature could speak such words as these? What other man or creature who may speak such words could help or assist you in it personally? But it's all power is given unto me. So poor, so needy, so humbly reduced in life's journey, yet he whispers this sweet consolation to his disciples. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And here I stand, and here I am a living witness, yea, of the true way of salvation for the poor and for the needy. Oh, power. I say, a wonder of wonders, that through his power he can strengthen us, enliven us, and give to us everything that we need, in spite of everything that comes to resist us. His power is continually the same. It is given unto me. So he gives unto his people that power, yea, to live and live forever. What a wonderful God we have when we speak of his power. In the 121st Psalm, is it, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. What power he has, that has been from everlasting, and it will continue to everlasting. Power. He does not need what we think we need, food, sleep and rest, my friend, because his power is the same yesterday and today and forever. All power. When we read in the Hebrews, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. What a record that is given to the Church of God and every individual of it. A continuation of strength and life eternal. Nothing fading, nothing withering away. We may often fear that we shall fail because we do not feel what we ought to be. We feel that we shall fail because our strength and hope is fading. But no, Jesus speaks differently of you, poor sinner. His all power is given unto me. He doesn't give it to us, but by his power he causes us to abide under the shadow of his wings forever. All power is given unto me. Powers of this world cause us to fear and tremble. We know that men are ever seeking to generate more power and ways to generate power. And we know this, that their sources of power become exhausted. But my friends, the power of Almighty God will never become exhausted. Look at the sun, I say, day by day that shines upon us. Men declare that it's been in that position millions of years. We know it's not according to the word of God, but what I would say, as long as it's been, it hasn't burnt out. And it continually shines and shines forever. And so is his power, my friends, to his dear people. It's consistently the same. We may record the things of the worthies of old as they are, but I'm not like them. It's different now, my friends. There's nothing different now. He is the same forever, yet and continually so. A wonder indeed. I say, is there anything we desire to rely upon and want to rely upon? It can only be found in Jesus Christ and him alone. Power, my friends, of mercy. Power of love and comfort to his people. The mercy of the Lord, it endures forever. How often we find people may be very powerful in their mercy to us, in spite of all our failings and shortcomings. But through their own personal weakness or irritation, they may become tired and weary of us, or completely unable to be effective to us. But not so, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. No. All power is given unto me in earth and in heaven. From the day that we were born into this world, we were found sinners who had come short in the sight and the glory of God. And therefore we needed his mercy. But how can a rebellious race demand the mercy of God? Friends, we cannot demand it, but we can plead it. And I say to acknowledge it, that his mercy endures forever. I say, if Jesus has once upon us shone, surely his mercy will be forever, ever the same. Yes, it will. I say, and what is it you long for? Is it so that you have tasted of his mercy and love in times past? It yielded such comfort and help to you. It brought you through deep waters and fierce fires, whereby he has intervened by his power. Friends, he can raise up the poor sinner out of the depths, and cause him to survive in deep floods and flames, yet which no other creature could. My friend, a wonder working God. Do we not look back to the place and time where we very thought, I've come to the end of the road. I've come to that place where a poor lost sinner as I will soon drop into hell. And yet, my friend, he speaks and he lifts the abject sinner up and says, all thy sins are forgiven thee. I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. How often we feel we have completely failed. I wonder if anything is real. But friends, he is real and will ever be real. And therefore, though we may seem to fail, we will not fail because he endures forever. His mercy, all power is given unto him in earth and in heaven. Friend, oh, be thankful for this. Dependent not on ourselves, but dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ, yea, whom his Father did send into this world. Power. My friend, Jesus speaks another point of his power. Those that heard it didn't approve of it, but it doesn't matter about that. I'm sure you do, poor sinner. For his all power is given unto me. I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. You think of it. Oh, can anyone here say, and I can do that, and I will do that? We hear of resuscitation in the day in which we live, in hospitals, in ambulance crews, and so on. And in some cases, over the hospital beds, there's the indication that this patient is not for resuscitation, because so frail and so weak is their case. But friends, the time will come when men can never dominate the life of another and decide when they shall die and not die. All power is given unto me. When Jesus says to a poor sinner, thy sins are all forgiven thee. Come even unto me, and I'll take thee home to glory. Nothing, my friends, can turn that or avert it, for he has a time and place for all these things, and they will be done according to his mind and will. All power is given unto me. What a need his disciples had at that time, after the dispensation they had passed through, yea, to hear such words as these, to be spoken unto them. All power. Why? We find amongst that company those dear ladies who had come to anoint the burial of Christ Jesus, his body. But they came, they said amongst themselves, who shall roll away the stone? Why, it is impossible for them to roll away the stone, but they still came hoping, trusting that some way or another it will be removed, or the Lord would send one to help and assist them. But friends, when they came to the sepulchre, the stone that seemed impossible for them to roll away had been rolled away. What a fear, what a dread that is, that stone, yea, upon the sepulchre. To a poor child of God, nothing in myself can achieve this. But the God did, my friends, it did it for them. Who shall roll away the stone? It is not clear. Was the earthquake caused the stone to roll away? Or whether the angel that sat thereon did roll it away? It doesn't matter. It's not for us to really inquire into who did. For surely that would come in the realm of foolish and unlearned questions. But my friend, this is the point. All power is given unto me. He rolled away the stone. Yes, he performed his sovereign will. Yea, in being buried and rising again the third day. I say, what a mercy that is. Can it be said in your heart this night, who shall roll away the stone? I cannot. This is far too great for me. And what is more, God knows that your stone needs to be rolled away. God knows you cannot do it yourself. God knows that he will do it for you and work in you too. I say, what a wonder that is. All power is given unto him. I do like that hymn very much of dear Cowper's. Oh, when he writes, God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. But surely we're not able to comprehend the power that belongs to God. But surely we hold it in this view. He had power when he came and spoke to my poor needy soul. Yea, it opened my ears and opened my heart to receive his word, all power. How often we have said of people, it's no good talking to them. They won't hear, they won't hearken to the truth. They're set in one mind, and that's where they'll stay. But you know, the power of God spoken into a poor sinner's heart can overcome all that. I'm sure of this, that Matthew the publican, he was not a stranger to the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel. Had he given heed heretofore? It doesn't seem so. But we read this, and as he passed by, he said to Matthew, follow me. There's no debate about the matter. It was not a proposition, was it? It wasn't a request. It was a command of love, my friends. All power is given. Can love come forth from such hard hearts of ours? Men might speak. Men might hear the gospel. But when Jesus speaks, how different the word, for all power is given unto him. Oh, we would bless his dear name, where we have heard his voice speaking to us, and would welcome to hear his voice speaking to us again, again. Yet all power is given unto me. And therefore, we see this, there are limitations to whenever his power is administrated. What I mean is this, his power is ever the same, but it is not for us to use and to abuse, but it is for God in his sovereign love through his own dear Son to come to a poor sinner's heart, and he reveals to him as power a desire to love the Lord, and indeed to find a love in our heart to such a degree as we have never known that love before. A desire it may be re-established, a desire that it might continue, that we might know more and more of it. He does not leave this power to be wielded in the hands of sinful and unbelieving men. No. It's according to his sovereignty. Oh, the sovereignty, the power of his sovereignty. How great it is. Who can withstand and who can withhold the mighty power of God? Who are you that can say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, when the God Almighty says, thus far and no further shalt thou go? No. All power is given unto me. That is my decision to make. That is my purpose I have determined, and not yours. It is according to my love and mercy to this or that poor sinner, so it shall come to pass. All power is given unto him. Why is a great point of rejoicing? Do we not cry unto him at this time, Lord, make me to know more and more of thy power? I would just point out this, the power of God's word with mankind, that he changes the heart, he renews the will, and turns the poor sinner's feet to Zion's hill. Yea, cause him to go in the way that you'd have him go. You may be confronted by awful enemies. Enemies are not God-fearing at all, and are determined to destroy you and destroy all you have and bring you to open shame if possible. And who can prevent it? Who can stop it? Why, not none at all. Have we not sometimes turned to mankind to help us, men of power, that instead of helping us, they've turned against us? Look at that man, Haman. He wanted to destroy the whole Jewish nation, and he came so near in doing it by wielding his power with the king. But my friend, he didn't realize there was a power above his power. And how he perished on the very gallows that he had determined for Mordecai to hang upon. And the queen also, if need be. Friend, God turns things upside down and inside out, doesn't he? And the complete opposite result he brings about, to which men had designed and provided for. Friends, all power is given unto him. When we see the likes of Ahithophel turning against his old friend David, the Lord's anointed, we might well have thought, well, his counsel will stand and David will be defeated. Yes, he will. But instead of that, he turned the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness, because the followers who were opposing David rejected it and would not receive the counsel of Ahithophel, and therefore David was spared and saved. He brought him through the fire. He brought him through those deep waters, waters of sorrow and grief. Do we not hear him at the end of the day saying, Absalom, Absalom, O my son Absalom, he that rose up and rebelled against him, can this be the power of the Lord? I say Absalom was ignorant of this, was he not? He thought he got everything going his way. He thought he had seized the power from his father, and he could do just what he wanted to his father. Oh, should there be any this night thinking this and anticipating it? Oh, think again. Turn to God. Oh, I say, let God perform and work in you and for you too, and keep you from doing that which is evil in his sight. Oh, power is given unto us in earth, in earth and heaven. I say, all power is given unto him. Yea, when a poor sinner comes down to die, how oft times men come to the grave and pronounce their feelings with regard to the eternal destiny of the corpse that is to be buried or cremated, alas. But my friends, I believe this: nothing will change in order the determination of God to save his elect from eternal ruin. All power is given unto me, and they surely will come. My thoughts have often turned to the case of the dear thief on the cross. I say a dear thief, a malefactor. Oh, he had murdered, he had plundered, he had stolen, just like his fellow on the other side on the cross. He says unto him, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing we are in the same condemnation? But this man hath done nothing amiss, nothing." So he turns to Jesus, O he who has all power, and says, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Friend, what power had been wrought in that dear man's heart to turn to Jesus at that last moment, turn to him and utterly reject the way that he himself had formerly trod, saying to his partner in crime, "Dost thou not fear God?" It does not appear that he feared God at all, that he was moved or changed even at the testimony of the dear man who had been calling upon Jesus. No, not at all. But Jesus said to him, even in his dying hour, here was power, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. This day thou shalt be with me in a place prepared for you until the coming of the last day, when our bodies shall be raised from the dust." Yes, raised from the dust, to be united with our spirit. A deep mystery. I can't explain it, but I believe it. Oh, that it will be well with his people, every one of them, down from Adam's day to this, because the power doesn't rest with mankind. The power rests with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. All power is given unto him. We cannot take that power and use it ourselves and think that we can apply it ourselves. We cannot. His power is in his hands. The power's in his heart. The power's in his spirit, friends. And will ever remain the same. Those beautiful words in the 13th chapter of Luke, isn't it? I think, or Matthew, where it opens in that first verse and said, where he says, "Having loved his own, he loved them unto the end." What power that was. He loved them in spite of all their mistakes, in spite of all the things that were irresponsible about them. Oh yes. And you and me too. Have we not indeed acted irresponsibly, spoken irresponsibly? I say all power is given unto him, yea, to blot those things out, and to correct us, and to bring us, I say, to a saving knowledge of the truth. Oh, what power! We find this also that God has a power, that he has a right and sovereignty to yours, even in his creation, his power. When the world without form and void, we're not told exactly what it was like, but this we know, that when he used the power of his word, things were altered and changed and formed as he wanted them to be. Friend, he said, let there be light, and there was light. He caused indeed creation, did he not, of all vegetation. He created the animals, did he not, by the power of his word. Some might say, well, how dangerous that was. But friend, they were harmless until man sinned. They never hurt mankind. They never hurt one another. But this we know, that when man sinned, it was a different matter. My friend, his power is still the same. And we know in the case of Daniel that he shut the mouths of those lions, that they could not hurt or bite him, as the king had desired to. I say, the power of Almighty God over the forces of nature, they're still under his control. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love says fit. I say, art thou put in a predicament? Oh, that you cannot overcome yourself. But I say, Jesus is able. The king came to the den of lions and said, oh, Daniel, is thy king able to save you from the mouth of the lions? Friends, he is able, and he's still able to save you from the mouth of the lions. All power is given unto him. Just think how close it must have been that he was when they came around him to feel his hot breath of those animals upon them. Yet all power is given unto him. I knew an officer who was found, who was in the Windit Chindits fighting against the Japanese, and cutting through the jungle he came face to face with a tiger. The hot breath blew upon him, and he said that he could not pull the trigger. He just froze of his gun. And suddenly he cried unto the Lord to help him. And the tiger gradually stepped backwards and wandered up the hill away from them. Friends, the power that was given, I say, oh, to a poor sinner in prayer. He heard the screams on the yonder hill, which he thought the Japanese were torturing their conscripts, as they did. But when they got up there themselves, the tiger rather, had destroyed all their foes and their enemies. Friend, all power is given unto him. And friend, whatever your case and need might be at this time, he is able to do exactly the same for you. He conquers and will conquer every foe and cause his dear people to be more than conquerors through him that had loved them with an everlasting love. I say, what a mercy that is. All power is given unto him. He has power indeed to raise the dead again to life. As another sitting to get sitting by the bedside of a man who'd been an absolute blackguard. And he was a most ungodly creature. But in his last days he had turned to God and pleaded for mercy. But it seemed that never mercy didn't come to him. And I couldn't help feeling that surely the Lord must come and send him deliverance ere he died. And as I sat with two ladies by his bedside, and they said, "It's no good waiting, he'll never revive again," I couldn't get up and go. But you know, a quarter hour later, he sat bolt upright in bed. And his words were these: "He's come, he's come, and all my sins are pardoned and forgiven. He's come, he's come, the Lord Jesus Christ himself." Friend, he put his hands up above his head and said, "Hallelujah. So let me die, so let me be with him. Amen." And laid back and was gone. Friends, the power, yes, that defied everything that man said. He died a man that was saved by free and sovereign grace. All power is given unto me. I say, if men talk to you about the power of faith, it's something you can work and operate yourself. My advice indeed is to turn away from such language and company, but rather turn to Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend. O Lord, thou hast all power, yea, to save my soul from ruin. Thou hast all power indeed to receive me, as vile and as filthy as I am. Friend, wondrous power. And I say, can it be that such power will ever be abandoned and put to open shame? No, my friends, no. That power that's given to him belongs to him. And he will jealously hold it and guard it, yea, even in our darkest hours, and save his people from their lost and ruined condition. I don't know the time, but I feel I will leave it here. And oh, but my friends, though I might leave it here, oh, may it be left with that, you be left with that power of God, working for you, listening to you, hearkening to you, in all your cares and in all your distress. He has power to indeed revive and to restore. Yes, the poor sinner again. Now just another word I want to speak in closing, and it's this: the power to revive and restore Zion. Men in talking will shrug their shoulders and say, "Well, we live in small, day of small things. You can't expect a lot." That is not according to the spirit of the gospel, the power of the gospel. He is able to restore and revive. But let us remember this: if the Lord has come in his power, the power of Satan will be disturbed and be troubled. And it may be a day of hardship and affliction, persecution, imprisonment, I don't know. But nevertheless, come what may, if the Lord chooses so to revive us again, it will be to all, to his honour and to his glory alone. It will be indeed to your everlasting redemption and comfort, the saving from the snares of hell. saving from that eternal fiery furnace, saving us to be forever with the Lord. What a mercy if they can come around your grave and sing, "Forever with the Lord, amen, so let it be." Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £670, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Fred Ince next Lord's Day, and he hopes to address the Sunday School in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 1032. How shall I give thee up? 'Tis Jesus speaks the word. I am the sinner's only hope. I am thy gracious Lord. Hymn 1032.
of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the teaching of thy Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.